Good evening, everyone. It is 7:21 p.m., May 24th, 2010, and 44 days till I leave for Japan. So as you can hear, it's a nice, clear night. The kokis are chirping. I do hate them. The kitty is mewing and purring, and I'm relaxing after a day at work. I won't say a hard day at work. It's just work. I mean, I'd rather be doing other stuff. You know, whatever. It's money. Payday's tomorrow. That's good. Got my birth certificate was apparently lost or misplaced by us during a move or something. So I'm in the process of getting that replaced. So that went out today. And 44 days. Scary. Not scary because of what it means, just scary to think, you know, that's finally happening, and this is sort of the rest of my life. So, not this, but, you know, when I get there. anyway, so, I think the thing on most people's minds, or at least TV buffs or nerds or geeks like me, is that Lost had its season finale last night. Or, not season finale, but series finale. Really good. I enjoyed it. I won't be spoilerific here. But as a lot of people do know, there were several things, I would say, perhaps in excess of, you know, into the double digits of things that were left unanswered, or, you know, there were several minor to major plot holes that existed that were never addressed. But overall, I still enjoyed it, and they did prove that it didn't matter as much as we thought, you know, that it is a character-driven story, and that's fine. It still does bother me a lot of these things, but knowing that, I guess, it wasn't really like a series ending prematurely, like, say, a Firefly or a Dollhouse or both Whedon works, or like a Heroes, specifically, because that was canceled. I think the makers say I, but, you know, I was a viewer, so I'm also guilty of supporting it, but something where stories are left blatantly unresolved. But in, in Lost, you do get the feeling that I still am not of the group that says that they had this all planned out. I mean, there's just too many things that were strange about it. And I think a popular thing that, and something that the writers themselves said, and the folks working on it said, that was they had it all planned out, but they didn't know how many seasons they had. So they basically had to kind of fill some stuff up and invent some stuff, but it's kind of a lot. You know, I mean, there was stuff that could have been resolved that they just sort of left. There's even stuff at the beginning of this new season that they could have resolved and instead chose to leave completely wide open. So anyways, but after saying all this, overall, I really liked it. So there you go. Just proves if you have good actors and good writing, people will watch your show. Oh, what else is going on? So tonight is the finale of Big Bang Theory, so After tonight, my television season is officially over, although True Blood does begin in, 20 days or something like that? So yeah, that's cool. In other news, I did just listen to BBC Radio, and they were saying how there's a place in Ireland, it's great, way to represent, you know, yourselves. Like, Ireland usually can really portray, or rather display itself as like a sort of sympathetic state. And here they are taking bets on which, it's not of course the whole of Ireland, but it's this place in Ireland. It's taking bets on which species will die first from the oil spill at the Gulf of Mexico. And that's super classy, guys. Awesome. Way to take advantage of a natural disaster. Not a natural disaster, but, you know, what could become a geological global catastrophe. And they were saying that cynics may think that it's not cool to do that, but, you know, you just, if you're a bookie, you gotta make bets where the money's gonna go. So that's awesome. That just really proves to me how sick and twisted and just how deformed society's become. And humankind as a whole has just become really just deranged and misshapen. And, you know, maybe it's just time for the big meteor to come and wipe the slate clean. And on that note, I think I'm going to go play some games. Or something, I don't know. I don't know what I'm going to do.